Tastemakers Talks, a podcast discussing how to break into the fashion industry, a place where we champion the Irish voice and inspire the next generation. My name is Tori Cassidy. I'm the founder and editor of Tastemakers, and I'll be your host. In this week's episode, we chat to the lovely Irish designer, Aoife McNamara. We discuss her education at Limerick College of Art and Design, where she spent 4 years perfecting her craft. How she jetted off to New York City to intern for the one and only Marc Jacobs, which I just think is absolutely, like, amazing. And it's a testament to the kind of designer that she is, like, truly unreal. We then go on to discuss things like how she established her label, Aoife Ireland, how she sources her materials, working with influencers, and everything else that it takes to run a successful business. So Aoife's motivation and just general fire in her belly and determination to do well is just seen, I think, through her work, through her Instagram, social media, and even just through this interview. And it's very, very inspiring. And I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned in this episode. So keep on listening to find out how she broke into the fashion industry.
What was your first ever job besides fashion?
My first ever job would have been in a radio station. I was working doing marketing for Limerick Live 95 FM. Wow. I was one of their, I suppose, their shadows is what they call them, but it's like one of the people that drive around in the Jeeps going around doing the marketing. And I actually loved it, which is great.
What age were you when you did that?
Probably around, that was like my first proper, like, you know, all the rest have been like, you know, not really. I was in third year.
That's so cool.
Second, or even, sorry, second year?
Yeah.
In college? Oh my God, yeah, but I've obviously, that was like the first, like, legit job I can remember. All the rest are like, I used to do hairstyling for my sister since I was in, like, first year, or even, yeah, first year in college, I was doing all the hairstyling for my sister. So it was like a load of random jobs. Yeah. But that was like the first, like, prominent job.
And then when did you realize you wanted to do fashion design?
So I think my mom actually brought me to see one of the shows in Limerick School of Art and Design. And I remember just sitting there watching the runway and just being mesmerized by the people and the designers, and I was like, wait, so people design, like, people can actually humanly make the garments that are on the runway? And my mom's like, yeah. And I was like, that is crazy. And I think ever from that moment I was just like, okay, this is literally what I want to do. I was just so mesmerized by the clothes and everything that day. So I think that was definitely the moment that I was like, okay.
So did you go to college then?
Yeah, so I went to LSAD, where I saw the fashion show. So I'm from Limerick myself, and Limerick School of Art and Design is actually only 15 minutes away from me, which is great. So I studied a 4-year BA honours degree in fashion design in LSAD. So I graduated in 2018.
Mm-hmm. And why did you think that, I know you said obviously you were really inspired by the show, but why did you think that, like, design was for you rather than, like, styling or photography or any other kind of route in fashion?
I was always quite creative and really good at art. So I think, like, my drawing and, like, my skill set really played into it. Like, I love fabrics. I love feeling things more so than, like, technology and different things like that. And I also, in first year in college, which is great, we can actually try out all the different areas. So I actually tried out photography. That was another one that I was really interested in, photography. Graphic design was another one I was interested in, but fashion, it was always just, I don't know, it's like when you just know something, and when everything, you're just so happy when you're doing it, and it doesn't feel like work. Mm. And that's what it always just felt like for me.
That's really interesting that they let you try a couple of different areas in the beginning and first year. How was the course? Would you recommend it?
Oh my God, I loved it. Like, it's actually such an amazing course, because they only take on 30 max students. So I think we had around 28 students in our course. But even, like, in third year, I went away and I interned with New York and Marc Jacobs for 6 months. So, like, there was loads of, like, experiences that we got to partake in with the college. That was amazing. Yeah, no, and the tutors were so good. It's very intimate course. Like, your tutors, you talk to them every single day. Do you know, And you learn so much. Like, they have great courses and everything. So yeah, no, I did. I loved it there.
And how, a lot of questions I've got asked, like, when it comes to like creating content for Tastemakers, is about like how to actually get into these courses, because obviously a lot of people will struggle with translating just art in school to a portfolio that's able to be accepted into one of these fashion design courses, because obviously a lot of people, even on the small scale of Ireland, it's still so coveted, like it is really hard to get into. So what would you say for someone like building their portfolio to get into a course like that?
Yeah, and this is actually something I'm actually going to be going through my art college portfolio and my next IGTV, or it might actually have to be YouTube, because I think it'll be longer than 15 minutes because it takes so long to go through. But I think doing a course is definitely, like I did, I spent fourth and fifth year doing a course every Saturday. It's not like, I can't sort of tell someone what to put into their portfolio, because it's all got to do with yourself and what inspires you. Like, of course, you'll have your still life, you'll have your texture studies, but like, it ultimately it's down to what inspires in you and what you want to make your projects around. So it's a really hard one to sort of pinpoint as to what it should be. But I would definitely say, like, get a bit of help with it, whether if it's even from like your art teacher, just run through ideas with another person. I definitely find the course really good for me, though. They have them in like your local, even I think they do like them after school in sixth years, I think they do them as well. But I know in LSAD you can do a week long one for your portfolio, which is great, and then it's done. But definitely get it done before sixth year as well, your portfolio. Interning as well is great. I know it's probably a bit hard when you don't have any experience. Like, I probably wouldn't take on many people that didn't have the experience, but try get in the door anywhere, even if it's just coming on a shoot, you know, like seeing if you even like the fast pace in the industry of it is really important to try before going into it.
And then you mentioned that you worked at Marc Jacobs in New York, which is obviously insane. How did that process go? Like, how did you contact them about it? Obviously, you would have had to like organize visas. Could you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. Looking back on it, I was just so determined to get to New York, like the visa and everything. I was like, I don't care, I'll do whatever it takes. Once I got the job, I was just so determined that it was so hard to get that visa. But you just had to be like consistent and onto like the company. But I applied for it on their website. So like all Marc Jacobs and all the different brands, they'll have like a career website and you just apply online. And it's, you know, it's one of those emails you send where you're just like, okay, I might as well just not even send this. Like, what's the point? But yeah, they just got back to me and they wanted, then I had a phone interview. And then after that, I think I had two phone interviews and then I got it. But yeah, that was like the process of applying first. And then the visa, CICD was, I think that's the name of, I actually did a full blog post on this, so funny, back when I had a blog, which I can check. But yeah, I linked actually exactly how I got the job, how I got the visa and everything, which it's actually been so many years now, I can't even remember exactly like all the details. But yeah, you have to apply for the J1 trainee intern visa, and they do sort of talk you through, you know, whatever agency you go with, and it is pricey enough, but the whole experience, all the money was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an investment. Like, not a lot of people can say that they've worked for Marc Jacobs at such a young age. Like, and I'm sure that experience even is still with you now and probably influences your designs and stuff.
100%.
So how was the internship then? Like, what was your like day to day while you were there?
Yeah, so I was a design intern, so I would be in the design studio. So there is loads of, so we'd be like assisting the assistants. So say if they had, okay, this time we're doing a mood board and it's all about print, we would go into Midtown and source like all the print fabrics and bring back all the different swatches. Then they're like, hey, we love this one, can you find any more with a bit more pink, or, you know, like different things like that. And then we go back in and find a few more. So we do a lot of swatch sampling. And then once we got to the swatch days, we could be doing beading. So we could do beading work, hand sewing onto garments, illustrator, doing it online on the computer. So there's like loads of different aspects to it. But it was really interesting because we got to do one of their collections with them. So it was interesting to see like the whole process of like how fast paced the whole industry is over there compared to like, you know, working in where I've interned before would just be like, you know, small houses. So it was great to see like the whole fast pace of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then when you came back then, how do you think that, like, what kind of experience did you take back that you were like, I've definitely grown from this? Do you know what I mean? Like, what experience you got out of it?
Yeah, I think I definitely grew so much as a person when I was over there, because I suppose I moved there by myself, do you know, not knowing anyone. I think I just came back a lot more aware of everything, and even just like had like techniques. I think I took a lot from them, like around like different ways they do things, different way they start a project, how they work, the team meetings, being like a team leader. I took a lot from like how, say, even Mark, how he would lead his team and like the meetings and how their advisor would work. I think I took a lot, yeah, from like their setup as a company, which I really admired. So I think probably definitely like how they work, and that's definitely what I'm doing now as a brand. I'm definitely applying a lot of the things that I've learned from them as a company into even with my interns at the moment, which is really fun and interesting to use. And then the other thing would be like their techniques and how they use different techniques to do different things.
For sure. And then you obviously came back and then did your graduate collection after that, then did you? So how was that?
Yeah, so then fourth year we have our final collection. Yeah, no, it was great. It was mad. Like, it's funny because it feels like it was only last year, but then it because it was actually 2 years ago now, which is crazy. But I remember I was doing an interview the other day and they were like, when did you dress, like, say, your first person? And it's actually, I dressed Suzanne Jackson during my final collection, which is funny because that was actually like 2 years, but then I suppose I only launched properly last year. But yeah, it's mad. So my final collection was great. Like, it's such a hands-on experience. But I loved every minute of it, and every minute of it was great.
And I know you mentioned you dressed Suzanne, so, and I know you obviously work with like a lot of like influencers and stuff like that. And how do you approach like obviously getting recognition for your brand and getting people to wear your designs?
I think first of all, what's most important before you try reach out to anyone is like having something that people are going to want to have. Like, do you know, before you even get to that point of, oh, okay, I have to create all this brand awareness, like, you have to work on it yourself and build a brand that people want before you can do anything with it. So I think the most important thing is building up your brand and really loving it before you do anything like that. So yeah, once you're ready, I would just DM them on Instagram, or even if you have their email, or if you see them at an event or something like that, and send them on their photos. Like, everyone always looks into their DMs, even if they don't respond. You'd always have a glance at them. So yeah, make sure you send photos, not too long writing, like keep it simple. And yeah, just say you'd like to work with them. And make sure you're picking influencers who represent your brand, not influencers who have the most following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after college then, you moved to Paris for a bit, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, so how was that? Like, that, I remember following you on Instagram and I was like, that literally seems like a dream.
Yeah, no, Paris was mad. Like, once again, I just sort of got up and left and just went by myself. I had no job. I literally went there and I had a job for Fashion Week, and then I had a job in a showroom after. And after that, I literally just had a portfolio. I had my CV and I had like a month's accommodation, and then I ended up staying for 5 months. But yeah, no, it was crazy. Like, I was even talking about my experiences the other day on my last live chat, and like, you know, you definitely, you have bad experiences as well, but Like, it was such a learning curve for me, because when else would you do that? And I think it's the best time to just go and do things like that, like move away and learn from other brands straight after college. But yeah, the whole experience was mad. Like, I loved it.
And then how do you go about finding your supply chain? Like, what kind of research does that take?
A lot. Oh my God. I'm still not there. Oh my God, I'm not even nearly there yet. I have all my manufacturing in Ireland. I don't have half the amount. I'm trying to be 100% sustainable with my materials. So it's the last time. I'm very fortunate to have great contacts like John Hanley. I created my own Irish wool, which was so exciting. But in regards to like sustainable materials, I definitely want to get way more. I actually have really using like this time now to focus on building my connections with sourcing sustainable materials, whether it's recycled plastic from the ocean or different things like that, is definitely what I want to see, like IFA going towards 100%. And as well as keeping all my manufacturing in Ireland. So currently is all in Ireland, but I'm trying to source, I suppose, different manufacturers that specialize in different things. I really want it to be a luxury brand, which it is, but I'm always just looking to improve, and I think I still have so far to go, but I'll definitely get there. But yeah, it's difficult. You just have to keep going and keep Googling and talking to people. I think talking to people is a big one, because then, especially people who are in the industry already, and asking them and see what they say. But no one really gives their manufacturers away, which I have learned, which of course, like, they're after putting in all that work, why would they? But yeah, I'll get there. But yeah, no, it's going okay so far.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to be doing really great, and like all your designs are just absolutely gorgeous. Like, and especially the 2020 collection, I'm like, we need summer to happen so we can wear these clothes.
I know. Stop. Oh my God. And I was literally just supposed to launch into stores. I was just like oh. Yeah, but sure, everyone's in the same boat. But yeah, I know, we just need summer to happen now. We might be laughing.
Yeah. So when you were starting to formulate SS20 for your brand, how does that start? Like, how do you start like almost pitching the idea to yourself?
So it changes every time for me. So sometimes it could literally just, I could be inspired by a quote. Sometimes I'm inspired by like architecture. So it varies every time. And for my spring summer collection, it was actually inspired all by Paris and Parisian sunsets. And that's, you can see the clear colors coming through in all my colors. They're all pinks and peaches. And I actually don't think I can ever get away from not using them as I'm even wearing them now, but I'm obsessed with pink, if you haven't noticed. But yeah, it would really start with like a concept around where I have been, where I have traveled to, and sort of drawing inspiration from that, whether it's drawing it from the color story or drawing it from something I saw written in that country or somewhere. So it sort of starts with that, and then I'd sort of start collaging and working with like different sketches and just really going through my sketchbook. And then it sort of develops from there. And I always try to keep like my signature style in my brand. So whether it's my puffy sleeves or my big crazy shoulder pads, I always try to keep it like IFA Ireland. And so it's a recognizable signature style.
Yeah. And then I know you mentioned earlier about creating your own wool with John Hanley. How was that process? It looked like, I obviously seen the little video and it looked like so much fun.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Like, to think that in my first year in business, like, that I could do that. I don't know, like, I suppose creating my own Irish wool was a dream, and the fact that it came to life already is mind-blowing for me. And yeah, like, the whole experience, it was amazing. Like, I love, like, Brian is the nicest man ever. He owns Brian Hanley. But yeah, they made it such an enjoyable experience, and the whole team there, they've all been there for years, and their knowledge and everything in the wools and everything they do there is crazy. So I loved learning from them, and it definitely is a collaboration that I hopefully will have every season.
Yeah, it's fab. It really is. And it's obviously Aoife seems to really want to champion Ireland and Irish brand, so it's nice to have that partnership too.
100%.
Obviously, you said that you were planning to go into stores, and I know you are online with Silk Thread. How did that partnership come about, and why Silk Thread?
Silk Thread actually contacted me. So I suppose I admire them as a brand, as a company, not a brand. But yeah, when they came to me, I was delighted. Of course, it was only my second month in business, and to think that a global corporation came to me and asked if I'd feature was a dream. So yeah, that's how that came about. Very, very short. Yeah, I think I admire. I suppose I did have a few like different places, and I'm still very picky about who I do go on, but I admire how they work with the customer and how I feel like I'm a part of their team. I'm not just a brand to them. Like, they shoot my collection every month on their website. I'm not just another brand, and my sales and my targets, and they really help me out with all of that. So yeah, I think that's why I love the relationship with them.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And 2019 seemed like a great year for you, winning a Gossies Award and an Irish Maid Award. How did it feel to win those awards?
Crazy. I honestly was not expecting either award, and I think it was very clear when I got on stage, even at the Gossies. I actually got up there and I was just like, I don't even know what to say because I was not expecting it. Oh my god. I think I got on stage and I was like, I am shook. I was like, oh my god, Aoife, what did you just say? But yeah, I absolutely crazy. Like, I don't know how I won those. I'm only joking, but yeah. Mad. Like, it's just crazy. I was blown away with it.
Yeah, I think it's well deserved though. I mean, you can see just from your Instagram how hard you work, so you definitely deserve it.
<Thank you.
laughs> And what is your like goals and aspirations for Aoife Ireland, and where would you like to take it in the next 5 years?
So I think my goals for Aoife Ireland is to grow a community through my brand, not just to be a fashion brand, but to have a community and to educate people, whether it's through educating them like this and through fashion design and how to start your career, or whether it's through sustainability, which I want Aoife Ireland to be. So yeah, I think for me it's about creating community and educating people, as well as focusing on sustainable design and hopefully one day being 100% sustainable brand. And yeah, I think they're my two goals for Aoife Ireland.
And then if anybody was to get into this line of work, like starting their own label, what advice would you give them when they're starting out?
I think when you're starting out, one would be do your research. Know what you're going into. Don't just start a brand and if it doesn't work in the first week, be like, oh, forget about that. Like, do your research before you start it. And also stick to your own lane. I think sometimes we can get distracted by what's around us, and some, like, you don't like, and I've seen it so much in the industry, like say if it's even designers copying other designers, and you just don't want to go down that path. So I think just stick to your own lane, and authenticity is so important as a brand. So have your signature, your style, or something that really drives your passion, and just stick to it and believe in your own ability. Whether, you know, in college, really test the waters. I suppose you should do this as a fashion designer as well. But I suppose looking at like your portfolio for applying for those fashion houses, you really have to show that you're innovative and different and fresh and new and bringing something new to the table. Yeah, I think it's all about exploring as a fashion designer. And you're lucky in that regard, because I suppose when you're going into a fashion house, you have that opportunity. You're not thinking about the builds, you know, you're not thinking about all this other stuff. You're just focusing on being creative and design. And I think that's definitely the way to go if you really adore, like, you know, new being innovative and thinking of new techniques and different things like that. I think that would be the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure. Outside of quarantine, how is an average week look like at EFA Ireland?
Oh, it could be anything. Honestly, I'm all over the country. So I normally always go up to, I'd normally try doing Monday, Tuesday in my studio, doing studio work. So it could be, I could be going to do a shoot. I could be going up to my manufacturer in Ireland. I could be going to the woolen mills. I could be going for meetings. So I do a lot of traveling, a lot of traveling. I'm always driving around the place. Whether it's even meeting people working for me or different things like that. I feel like I'm always driving. But yeah, I always try to keep like 2 days in my studio in Limerick, and then I'm normally up in Dublin for a night as well. At least once every week, I'll be there for 2 days because everything just seems to be up in Dublin. but yeah, it's always different. I don't have a set routine. Like for my weeks, it's always different.
But your car is your little best pal then. Just to wrap it up then, is there any advice that you would give anybody just wanting to get into the fashion industry as a whole, like no matter what route they take?
Yeah, I think just in the fashion industry in general, I think just go for it. Like, I think, you know, don't be afraid of going and interning in London. Don't be afraid of moving to Paris. Like, I moved there by myself. I was fine, you know. Like, I think you just have to take the chance and go for it. There's no point of sitting in Ireland and be like, oh, there's no jobs. Do you know, like, it is an international business. So, like, you do have to travel, and that is part of the industry. So, just really consider that if you are going to be going into fashion design. But yeah, I think it's just, you just have to be really willing if you're determined as a creative, because it's all about yourself and your passion and how far you're willing to take it. So I think, yeah, I think it's just about going for it and just having that drive and passion and love for it is what I'd say to all the young creatives out there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to chat to it. And I've loved hearing your story, and I think that people will really resonate with it as well.
I just want to say a huge thank you again to Aoife for taking part in this episode. Thank you so much, Aoife. You've been a star, and I wish you every success in the world. If you've liked this episode, I'd so appreciate it if you could like, leave a review, comment, just let me know your thoughts about it. Let me know anybody else you would like to hear. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.